Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I found your podcast recently. I suffered a severe concussion after being slammed to the ground. The incident was almost 3 months ago, and I'm finding that I'm still having trouble with debilitating head pain and pressure, exhaustion after minimal exertion, some dizziness, sleeping problems, abnormal agitation, impatience, periodic nausea, and one dissociative episode. Doctors have said nothing can be done and it's just a matter of time. They say avoid screens, walk, rest, but there's no supplement or other actions I can take to speed up the healing process. I'm becoming depressed and discouraged. Can you offer any sort of ideas to help me? Any actions proven to help with brain injuries? Anything to help decrease symptoms? Is there any hope? My doctor said it could be 2 years before I feel better and sent me out the door. Not very encouraging. I want to get better. I have a young child who needs me. Please, any insights are welcomed. Some days I feel like I just hang on in a state of suffering. Answer. Let's start with some of the positive responses you received from the doctors. They are correct. Avoid screens, walk, and rest. But let's quantify this a little more. Don't just avoid screens completely, because if there's something you really like to watch or read or see, that might help improve your mood some. So when we say avoid screens and to walk and to rest, it's all within what can you do without exacerbating symptoms, such as your head pain or nausea. So it's almost like lifting weights. If someone's never weightlifted before, someone starts with a 1 or 2 pound weight, and then slowly over time, they build up the strength to do a 5 pound, then a 10 pound weight. And higher and higher and higher. So you yourself know your body, and it's apparent that you know your body through the question that you sent. You know what your challenges are, and you know probably what your strengths are as well. So you should kind of push yourself to do what you can without exacerbating the symptoms. And once you feel a little better, go a little more, do a little more. So it's not really avoid screens, walk, rest, because if one's walking, one's not resting. One wants to walk to their maximum capability without making their symptoms worse. And one wants to rest relative to what would increase or decrease their symptoms. Now, yes, there's no magic pill that can automatically make you better and heal the injured brain cells, but there are medications that can help give you a better sleep cycle, help regulate that sleep cycle. There are medications that could help you with the mood, your mood. And again, these are not necessarily medicines you'll be on forever, but as you get more functional, both physically and cognitively, you might find your mood changes as well, and your sleep gets more well-regulated, and then all these medications that you may be started on may be able to get tapered down in a safe way. I will encourage you to see a brain injury medicine certified physician. It is a brain injury certified physician that really knows the details and the nitty-gritty of all types of brain injuries and how to get a person through the symptoms they're having to feel better, to maximize their potential, to be able to be with their young child and raise them well, and for themselves. You shouldn't have to feel like you're just hanging on and in a state of suffering. Often these brain injury medicine certified physicians are physiatrists, also known as physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians, PM&R, who then specialize further, whether through an extra year of training in brain injury medicine or through focusing their clinical practice on a majority of brain injury patients and taking a rigorous exam that then leads to certification specifically in brain injury medicine. So again, I'm sorry that you suffered this concussion. I'm sorry that you're suffering now, but you can change the future course. You can change the course of what you've been going through over the past 3 months, and you can get yourself on a better track to maximize your full potential so that in these 2 years that you were told nothing will happen and then automatically you feel better, you'll start feeling better tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. Little steps to get you better, better, and better. So again, to summarize, I would encourage you to see a physiatrist or any other physician that has become certified in brain injury medicine. I would encourage you to go down that path, that nicely laid out kind of recipe they provide for you to help decrease your symptoms and to help maximize your potential, both physically and cognitively. Good luck on your recovery journey, because I am darn near sure it can only get better from where you're at right now. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.